good thing we did that one.
When's the program on Churchill?
Not till 9:30.
You know that painting he had, the last painting of himself? He said to the painter, what are you going to show me? What are you going to paint me, the bulldog or the cherub? And he said, well, that depends on what you show me. Well, I was thinking, he had a bit of a stroke and he sort of looked, you know.
Looked a bit.
Well, he painted him, you say, and you know when he died, they both went in the garden and burnt their painting.
Yes, I remember that.
Probably it was the painter who died, but they burnt it up. But I thought then he'd had a slight stroke to make him look like that.
Oh, look, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Model Craft Sale. You know that shop we saw when we got lost up Aylston Road?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's that other model making mm-hmm. shop. They're advertising big reductions,
what?
Including radios, kits and accessories. Model shop.
Radios and kits.
So no, but it's a model craft. They sell shop, sell things like that shop. They closed down. Pagel Road, Aylston.
How far in Aylston is it?
Well, I saw that. I saw the shop as we came down the Aylston Road near the terminus.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a map in the car.
Well, get that way, we'll have a look at it. Does it say how long?
Open Sunday, 10 till 4.
Mm,
we could go Sunday.
Stuff, yeah.
Probably closing down like that other one. The only one
He only went about a week and then he closed.
No, he didn't. It was 3 months, but he might be closing down. Nobody's making money.
Yeah. Teenagers don't make ships and things now. They don't want it. It's work, you see, and they don't want work.
We could go Sunday morning, couldn't we?
You see, they don't want finicky stuff. They want a large pay packet that's stamping the envelopes. Is that all? Is that... What shall we dispose of?
Well, you don't want to see football match.
True. Is it what? Go away.
So, I don't think there's anything much on now.
You're ready.
We're going to have a drink. You can go and have another Beecham's tonight.
What do you suggest?
Well, you can have
rat poison, arsenic.
Don't be silly.
And what else?
No, what are you going to have? I should have a drop of hot whiskey and lemon, or wait till you go to bed. Wait till you go. Do you want it now, or when you go to bed, take it to bed?
They don't sleep, do they? Why take them to bed?
I'm talking about a drink, silly.
I don't mind, what have you? You're the barman. You can expedite it if you like. Looking at a picture of our house. Let's come up with the same idea as I thought when we had bought it.
What was that?
He said, oh, well, if you want to sell the house, you've only got to go round and show them that.
Oh, I see.
It's correct, isn't it? Mm. I thought of that at the beginning.
Well, it became over his house that, of course, next door, that had been empty for a few years, so.
Yeah, but you can see the length of his garden.
Yes,
it's
a nice garden.
Mm.
But
we've
next door was all overgrown.
We've got a fair length, you know,
we've got a good enough for us, more than enough, really. I keep going hot, now I'm cold, now my throat's hurting.
I think we should have to do some abdomen, shouldn't we?
Well, I think
how wide it is.
Well, I think it was too.
Is it encroaching on the roundabout too?
Well, I told you that man was trimming trees at the bottom the other day. It could have gone to him.
Well, there's plenty of time.
No, but if your shoulder's bad, you won't be able to do it.
I shall have to see, shall we not?
Oh, dear. No, but if they took Les's garden, you see, the other side would be a rubbish dump, so they probably wouldn't take it.
Won't always be a rubbish
dump. I know, but you wouldn't want a photograph of your garden and rubbish the other side. Well, that's only a little bit, that bit is. I mean, you can see that's a new building and just that little bit they haven't cleared up.
But that lady who's had that extension, John, about cutting the branches, would she like to see it like that?
No, I don't know.
Well, but she'd know it, see a difference if we cut them down, wouldn't she? When I looked, that was a rubbish tip, that bit. It looks as if it's cleared it and the grass has grown.
Grass grown, yes.
They're all slabs and bricks. And
oh, but there is some behind that fence. You can't really
can't
see on
no.
That's all rubbish there.
Yeah. Didn't know Shout had a glass house, did you?
It's not. That's the garden in Summerley. I keep telling you.
Oh, it
you
comes
that.
Down to,
of course
from
it
there.
Does, yes. Yeah, it's on the border.
Why did he put it right down the bottom? Long way to go, isn't it?
Put it where it's convenient, don't they? I think you'd better go to bed, don't you?
Did Tom like the... I've never seen a better one.
No, it's a lovely frame.
Usually only get like that, but...
Yes, the narrow part.
Let's give it more sales value, I suppose. You think? Oh, Abdab's wheelie bin there. Abdab's wheelie bin. You could take it down the bottom.
Well, ours is still there from yesterday.
Yeah, but that's only because I ain't got a car hat. I mean, they got to come out the front to put stuff in, haven't they? Never known the road to look so clean.
It was rain the day before the trip.
Yeah, probably did. That's Tom's drive, isn't it, there, that bit? Goes up to his garage. And then that's a bit of a... Well, they can't build any more, can they? You said they'd build another garage, didn't you?
No, I didn't. You said they were. They were doing some... I think they were renovating something. Yeah. Perhaps add the building back.
Look, Tom's garage really reaches the wall.
We just padded something down. Perhaps something went wrong. And they had the workmen back.
Where you be, let the wind go free.
Do you want to, no, I don't think you'd better have a Beecham's now, I think you'd better have one later.
You know, to go to bed. You know that film, The African Queen? He had a rolling stomach when he drank anything.
Well, are you going to have a, why don't you have an egg sandwich?
I didn't want to eat.
You didn't have all that. Mince pie. Christmas cake.
Well, I have mince pie or Christmas cake.
Well, which do you want?
Between.
Coffee and... I know, have a coffee and a drop of Cointreau. We haven't had any of that.
Yes, I can do it far.
And a Christmas cake. Yeah. Okay.
And two cherries on a stick.
Well, you'll be looking.
lovely, isn't it?
It looks as if I wanted to trim the bushes. That's
I think it was taken in the July fortnight.
That's his car that was smashed up.
Yeah, the smashed up one, yeah.
Oh, he's got another new one now.
Ford Orion.
Let's just put my tape out half a minute.
Yeah, oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
I'd have to have a couple of things.
Super, isn't it?
Now go and have a look at the hall, it looks beautiful. I like the idea.
Well, I thought the dado would make the
You've had it since 1974. You know what I think? They've been talking about it round about, and I says, you know, they were wondering if it was a bit suspicious. I said, no, they're worried to death as our children will be speaking like the Nignot.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Pidgin English.
Yeah.
I reckon that's what it is.
Well, I think it's...
It's to do with that, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, the dictionaries and what vocabulary is being used. In present day, that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Is
that a new cabinet
you
made? No.
Oh, that's
made a lot
of money. Do you replenish the glasses, though?
Wow.
Or are they for
show?
What
glasses?
One of those green ones we broke.
That's all we've broken, really.
Have you got it donated, then?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's all on there.
Supposed to be Chester, I think.
Oh. On a course. Mm-hmm. Mandy's in Derby for a week.
Did she stay in Derby? I thought she was travelling daily. On the train.
And then next week she's got to go to Leeds.
I still like the cabinet though myself. It's just not selling. It's quite pretty. We should have got those photographs to show off. Joyce had taken Mandy and Neil. She's studying photography at night school.
And she took a whole lot of Mandy and Neil. Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, this lady.
It's Rob's, Mandy's boyfriend's mother.
Really well done. Portraits, you know.
Mandy had one friend. Eight years old, it shouldn't, but then... Oh, it's not much. Do you like it? If I have coffee in the morning, I do sometimes. Well, the kids around our way, they have bikes, but they never go anywhere.
They take that 140 quid bike, And then they'll come on this morning. If you have half a pint of beer, you're over the odds, you'll be pinched.
Mm.
Wouldn't you think that kid's bite be more important than me having half a pint of beer?
Yes, it's I'm waiting for a new one. It's permanently like that. It's
Me
sitting there and shuffling my feet.
Oh, is it?
Bit of arthritis in it, I think, in the rug.
In the rug.
Or rugitis in it. Well, it's
going to
be nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, man. There's a lot of wet now in the
country. Oh yeah.
Where do you go shopping? Tesco.
Tesco, yeah.
We've only been there two or three times, and we had miles to walk to the shop. Oh. We went on one car park, and we couldn't find it.
Well, we parked right beside it.
Well, I know you can now. We ought to have driven round until
There's four car parks.
We must have parked on the one furthest away.
That's a good picture, isn't it?
It's in the car shop.
Very good, that is.
Right.
Nice to have, isn't it, that?
Yes.
I wasn't going to have it, but Arthur said, oh, we might as well.
Look at more birds. That's a giveaway, isn't it?
Oh, all the pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was taken last July fortnight because Jackie and Tom were away, and that bit was all...
That car that was smashed up, you saw.
Yeah.
That's before it was smashed up.
That's BC.
Yeah. Look at his back garden there. Right.
Yeah.
He has two
gardeners
come as well.
Yes, yours look beautiful. Really lovely, that.
That one's all right, but it's old clay, look. Dry clay.
Yeah. And it's just the house that's got the extension on, isn't that the one?
You mean at the back of the garden? That's the one.
Oh, that's of course it. That's the back. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, you see this? She said, "Oh, I've had the toy and I've had the burglars." I said, "What's the matter with your lad's wrist?" She says, "He's fell over and and he's always running. He gets on that shed onto us, runs to this corner, calls down to the missus.
He did.
Look." See that one there and that one?
Oh, yeah.
They were running up and down. Look at
that.
Guys down there, You can't beat them, they know.
All the answers, don't they? All the tricks of the trade.
They know exactly.
And if they don't know, there's somebody to advise them.
They know exactly how to run the country, shortly.
We were grumbling about that, his wreck car being outside. Somebody advised him. Because if it hasn't got a licence number plate on, it shouldn't have been left out there. Mm. We had a look and he had taken the licence off. He got his money back on his licence.
Oh, he's out of order still.
He was, but he had it taken away last week. Whether somebody cottoned on or I don't know, but somebody had told him that.
Must be taxed if it's on the road.
Yeah, well, that's what Jackie on the
road. He's just standing on the road.
It looks blue if you turn it
somewhere. Yes, it does.
See that park's black and yet it's that blue.
Come along then, if you've got to get to
Magic. That one who's had the factory built, look at his front garden.
And the money that he used to do, the whole estate though.
Well, it's done a lot because we were on the bus on Tuesday and a couple who live in which is one of those roads she said that this man had been to her house. But they wouldn't buy it.
That's the wind, as you can see.
Well, Madge can't see. Can't see really, can you?
And you're getting a reflection from these.
That's great, isn't it?
I know what it costs for that sort of wood.
Yeah.
In the framing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lovely.
Perhaps if you don't have a reflection, you see. But
I really can't. Especially this light is the worst for me, the winter light,
We're recording what you say on there. You don't mind, do you?
What's that?
Market research.
The powers that be are worried about English language dying out. They wrote to us, picking them, doctors and people like us.
Retired couple.
University sort of people. Yeah.
Well, all different. Yeah. No, they want somebody from abroad. Yeah.
Oh. And they want to find out if this pigeon English from the...
No, they don't.
This pigeon English is working into the system.
I think it is.
Tom thinks the same.
Oh, yeah.
She's so dogmatic. Oh, no, they wouldn't do a thing like that.
Always minorities bring their own...
Of course they would.
...idiosyncrasies of language, don't they? Look at the Americanisms we've got included in the dictionary now, which weren't in 30 years ago.
Well, they say, the Queen said, she said often, for often. Well, I thought she'd be well on the And they're all saying it now on telly often.
Are you cleaning the windows?
Yeah.
I can't clean windows.
Don't with the window level, I do.
Oh, yes, with that windily and Sainsbury stuff.
Get that from, which ever so good.
What's that?
I get it from down at the hardware shop.
I've had Sainsbury's and everything.
Yeah. Well, I've had that Tinkerbell and stuff years ago.
She's been having it tough with
Sarah.
Well, that happened 2 years ago, didn't it? 18 months ago.
Did you see the programme of all those sheep being treading on each other, urinating on each other, on top of a lorry going to France?
No.
They want to send them dead, but they will have it send them alive. And, I often think if the sheep knew what the farmers were up to, they'd grow teeth, wouldn't they? Not wool.
Well, I think
mean, if they were tigers, they wouldn't do it, would they?
It puts off eating meat altogether.
Half of nearly vegetarian now.
It's on there last night or the night before.
Right.
Pigs.
Developing strains of
pigs,
fruit, vegetables and animals, And
it would be awful.
The laboratories that created them will own them.
Did you see the football match?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see much of it, did you?
Saw the last few minutes of it.
Didn't you see the match? One of the footballers did the same as Evelyn. He leaped onto somebody in the goal mouth where the post was, and he fell off the other one in the post, and he landed like that. And then they said, is there an orthopaedic surgeon in the audience? This morning's news, he's broke his arm.
Lee Chapman.
He saved himself with his fist.
Well, of course, you automatically, if you fall in, you put your hands out, don't you, to save yourself.
Somebody told Evelyn she got £1,000 for slipping on pavement. But you've got to prove it.
I couldn't see anything that I slipped on.
No. You know why?
There wasn't a cabbage leaf or orange peel, so...
Your sister's a bit naive. She falls, two or three rush to her, the stallholder fetches a chair, they're all round her, his son's picking up the bit she slipped on.
Yes,
of
course he
does.
I mean, that's the way I'd work.
That shows how crafty you are then, doesn't it?
I'm not like that. I can't...
You think too much.
I always think, now, what's the motive?
Afterwards then, don't you?
Now our market people think.
Yeah, but I think it's horrible what they do to animals, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Pigs, they just lie there and get fat. Well, what's the meat going to be like?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And what are we going to be like eating it?
Well, pork isn't anything
like it now, is it?
No,
nothing, is it?
And
nothing
it's hard.
Hard.
It never used
it's
to be hard.
Yeah, no, it's a tender bit of pork.
Your mouth,
yes, yes. And it don't smell the same when it's cooking either,
no.
Does it?
Blowing a pork.
Yeah,
you know,
it used to be beautiful.
When Pam and Audrey were at home, we had to have it every week, didn't we? Because
yeah.
They didn't like beef. They didn't like lamb.
Well,
you know, you know that teapot we have on the Welsh dresser, like a cockerel?
Yeah.
Well, you get some man come and gave us £10 for it.
What, again?
Yeah, he came again.
Again.
Apparently he brought somebody who was interested in that little... What is it? That what? Little, no, the little thing on the... front, in the front. That's what he came to see. That one you mended the foot of. I don't know what you call that little old man.
Oh, that, yeah, I got
came,
that.
Yeah, where's he came to look at that.
Yeah.
But anyway, he wasn't interested, and he saw the...
He said it was continental or something.
Yeah, and then he saw this Welsh dresser. He said, I'll give you £10 for that. And I've got too many things on the Welsh dresser. Anyway, they didn't
they
really
all take dust in, don't they?
So I thought, ooh, £10, might as well have it.
Have it, yeah, too true.
Well, I mean, we're always breaking the blooming
things. Well, when you've got too many, you do.
You do. I mean, you broke one of my best wine glasses the other day.
Yeah.
One of those
slipped,
you bought us.
Yeah,
I said to him,
yeah.
Leave the wine glass.
Yeah.
Yes, but when you're working,
next thing you know, I heard a
crash.
When you're bricklaying and gardening,
that's why I just keep my old ones up there that we use every day.
Well,
you know, and I've got my best all in the cardboard cupboard.
I've got some old ones. We broke all the old ones, so having to use the best.
She always told me, when visitors come, you give them the old ones in case.
No, don't. Give them the best.
No, but when you're at work, Madge, bricklaying and defiling, your hands are rough. Now more like silk.
Yeah,
I'll
the
pick
slip.
Something up.
Yeah,
and being 82 as well,
slip.
You don't sort of. Still.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you sold half your rig and all, didn't you? You want to cut off at the end?
Oh,
infirmary.
Yes. Well, they made such a mess of this.
Never
ring.
Misses
one
a peck, you know.
I had a new one. I knew you did.
Not
yet.
Got my wedding ring on yet.
Had you?
No, because they got that off. Because when I saw what a mess she'd made of the engagement, she had about 3 tries, nicks.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes.
We
and I said, I think you'll get my wedding ring off without cutting it. So she got a bit more soft soap.
Well, mine
and
what is it?
You'll make it rough, like.
What is it?
It's the microphone. And
you're doing it while we.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Well, that's the best thing. You shouldn't. You don't have to be aware.
Oh, you ought to have told me.
And
I just said anything.
So they got my wedding ring off, but still can't get it on. Over my
knuckle.
Mind you,
it's not swollen.
No, it's still
just
swollen.
There. Oh, it'll be a long time.
Is that where yours was swollen? Mind you, that's
well, I forget. I know my fingers look like black pudding.
Oh, mine look terrible.
Looked like, you know, all
I couldn't hold. I couldn't even switch your light on.
No,
until
you
last
couldn't.
Week.
But,
no.
Since you've done it, we've been looking in jewellery shops when I go uptown twice a week with you, carry all the bags, and we're looking in the jewellery shop. And some lady stood there and she was looking. I says, come on, they don't wear marriage wedding rings now. You look like the old girls.
No, but there, it feels like. carry 2 cups. Okay, don't carry cup and saucer in that hand.
No.
And one in the other.
No.
Don't.
No.
But I can.
Tom, how on earth she been round all these? Do you know? I'm like this. Getting to the bush.
I know.
How's she been going on all this while?
I've told her time.
Yes, but half the time you've got library books as well. We go in the town. I'm an hairdresser.
Yes, but you won't.
And I say, we're getting shopping, only fruit and veg in the market. Then he comes back with about 4 big library books. Well, they wear a ton, so.
So.
Yes, anyway. But listen, when you've been out with me on a Monday, I've said to you.
I've only had a cauliflower and apples. Put it in there.
Shopping done for the next fortnight. Got a few more voices on for me. Tape. I had my dinner, I hadn't got the same as you.
Right.
I had that meat that you didn't like yesterday.
You've got
some
chicken
rice.
Fricassee, I suppose.
No, you've got shepherd's pie. I can see what that meat wasn't as good as I used to usually get.
There was a lump of iron left and I cut it up this morning before you got up and I couldn't cut it with the scissors.
So I did some rice and I'd add it, but might just as well have thrown it away. So I made you, I've got some other beef. What's that like?
Mm.
That's all right, is it?
Mm.
Hey, guess who rang while you were out in the garden?
George.
I said, oh, we were only talking about you yesterday.
What's he say?
He says he's feeling a lot better and he's back on the road. So I shouldn't think he's been driving for some time. And he's back from Catherine's.
Is he coming?
I said, well, how about coming for lunch one day? Well, he said, yes, I will do. He said, I can't make arrangements much in advance because I never know how I'm feeling. Mm. He seems to me a bit like Joan, doesn't he?
Probably is, with the trauma of losing his wife.
So, anyway, he said, I'll keep in touch.
He's been looking after for years, hasn't he?
Mm. So he said, I'll keep in touch. And I said, oh, well, if I don't hear from you, I'll ring you again and perhaps we can arrange something. So he was going to...
Why didn't you tell him I'd like him to see me paintings?
Well,